Every country tends to accept its own way of life as being the normal one, and to praise or criticize others as they are similar to or different from it. And unfortunately, our picture of the people and the way of life of other countries is often a distorted one. Here is a great argument in favor of foreign travel and learning foreign languages. It is only by traveling in or living in a country and getting to know its inhabitants and their language that one can find out what a country and its people are really like. And how different the knowledge one gains this way frequently turns out to be from the second-hand information gathered from other sources. How often we find that the foreigners whom we thought to be such different people from ourselves are not very different at all. Differences between peoples do, of course, exist, and one hopes will always continue to do so. The world would be a dull place indeed if all the different nationalities behaved exactly alike, and some people might say that we are rapidly approaching this state of affairs. With the much greater rapidity and ease of travel, there might seem to be some truth in this, at least as far as Europe is concerned. However this may be, at least the greater ease of travel today has revealed to more people than ever before that the Englishman or Frenchman or German is not some different kind of animal from themselves.
Question 26. What will people learn by traveling in a foreign country and learning its language? Question 27. What does the author think of the knowledge gained by traveling in a foreign country? Question 28. What is the result of ease of travel in Europe today?